Parnell declared his support of the project during a visit to Petersburg Monday.
I actually had the chance this morning to walk through with the police chief and the mayor and city manager through the police station and to see the kind of the decrepit nature of the building.
Although the project is not in the capital budget right now, he says it still could be funded this session. However, he says the community should pony up some local money if they want to see action on it soon.
Those projects that come forward asking for 100% state funding tend to get a lower priority from legislators than those that have a local match. And so if a local government can match either using general fund reserves or using a bond issue or something, that is usually viewed favorably by legislators.
The state has already put in just over $4 million into the project, leaving $6 million still needed. This is the advice that the governor gave to Petersburg leadership Monday.
In the budget environment in Juneau, it is far easier to come forward as a community and say, here is how much we can put into the project. We need you now to step forward with more.
Petersburg officials went to the state capitol last month seeking funding. The structure was built in 1958 and was originally used to house the police and fire departments, the library, and city offices. The proposed renovations would include a new entry and parking area for borough offices, enclosed garage for the police station, and would use pre-manufactured jail cells. The building would be heated and cooled with air source heat pumps. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.